Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 306 for Monday, March the 14th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market posted modest gains Monday, tracking changes in the Canadian currency and advances in Chicago Board of Trade soy oil. Canola was anywhere from 80 cents to $2.90 higher, with the May contract checking in at $466.30 a ton. That's up $2.90. The Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. Commercial demand was relatively steady, while Chicago soybeans were higher on the day. However, Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both lower, which was bearish. Losses in crude oil also pressured financial markets and dragged on canola values. The $470 mark has been tagged by some as the new resistance level. Spreads have been swinging out, and there are concerns over new Chinese dockage allowances for canola. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was 3 cents higher, with the most active May contract coming in at $3.68 a bushel. Prices hit their highest point in 3 weeks after rain in the Mississippi Delta disrupted spring planting. As much as 5 million acres could be delayed from being put into the ground. Elsewhere, corn exports from Russia are expected to be higher. The latest estimate had them at 2.87 million metric tons, which is about a million tons more than last year. Soybeans were down half a cent, with the May contract checking in at $8.95 a bushel. The advancing harvest in South America continues to pressure U.S. exports. Inventories of U.S. soybeans are also very large, and that was bearish for the market. The market appears to be short-bought right now, with additional selling tied to technical signals. Wheat was 3 cents higher, with the May contract at $4.78 a bushel. Prices reached their highest point in 5 weeks, taking strength from corn. Dry conditions in the U.S. Southern Plains also underpin the market. Russian wheat exports are expected to be slightly higher than last year, and speculative buying was a feature of the day's activity. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, March the 14th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.